Okay.
Good evening. I'd like to call this evening's Tuesday, May 2nd, 2017, adjourned September meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulik?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers? Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore? Mr. Grader?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Quorum being present, may I have a motion to approve the previous month's minutes if there are no additions or corrections?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Kulik. Any comments?
Lynn.
I said Kulik. Thank you.
We both did.
Won't include me on this.
Thirded by Hendricks. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? No. Just made that up. I'd like to ask for a motion to approve the agenda with the after striking item 12A1.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Purcell. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Is there any correspondence or communication?
I don't have anything.
Thank you. Special recognition. I would like to recognize our county highway engineer, Frank Kloss. As we all know, the bridge in Millington had to be closed yesterday. And Fran has a important meeting to run out to, so I wanted to get him going right away. And just, Fran, would you mind giving us just a brief rundown? I know we've all seen emails and had various discussions, and but if you could just give us what you know today.
Right. Just quick summary of what happened. Through a routine bridge inspection last fall, the bridge inspector noticed that there appeared to be a large scour hole at the North Pier. So they did a secondary inspection this winter and confirmed that there was a problem. So we hired a consulting engineer, Collins Engineers, out of Chicago to do an underwater bridge inspection. And they found that there was pretty severe scour under the North Pier and some minor scour under the South Pier of the Millington Bridge. So it was of such a nature that we immediately notified the Department of Transportation, Bureau of Bridges, and after they looked at the data that the underwater bridge inspectors found, they said close the bridge immediately. So this is a pretty serious problem. As of today, we are trying to figure out the best way to fix the problem. But it will not be an easy fix. It will not be a quick fix. It will not be an inexpensive fix. This is going to take some time. The problem is this bridge was built in the 50s, but it was placed on the old substructure, which is over 100 years old. We put a new deck on that bridge in 2000, but it was just the deck. So the bridge itself, everything underneath it, is about 60 years old, but the footings and the piers are over 100 years old, we believe. So I brought props if you're interested.
We'd love to.
Because there seemed to be some confusion. There seemed to be some confusion. So 30 seconds of engineering.
We appreciate that. And just to reiterate what you just said, you know, this is a situation where we need to close this bridge and people should not be crossing it. I understand that some have been moving
the
barricades and trying to go over it anyway.
Which has been going on all day.
Okay.
Yeah. So typical bridge, not all bridges, but many bridges, you drive piling 30, 40, 50 feet deep. You pour a concrete footing on top of the piling, and that ties all the piling together to support a nice strong base. You build a pier on top of that, and then the beams go on top of the pier, and you build a deck.
Very nice.
Okay? Millington Bridge doesn't have these. Footing is sitting right on the river bottom. So,
oh, wow.
The water and velocity of the water has scoured out a hole underneath the north end of the pier, or the upstream end of the pier, which could cause it to tip and be a serious problem.
Does the high river waters right now, does that make it even more dangerous, or is it no more than usual?
You know, the fact that this bridge has the footing substructure is over 100 years old, and it's been through probably dozens of pretty big events. I don't know that this particular flood is better or worse, but with a hole already there, it's probably not a good situation.
Thank you. And I did speak to our sheriff earlier, and I know when you want to come up later, I don't need to put you on the spot, but I know you're working with the highway engineer to get traffic flows for those that are going to be affected by this, because it will be a substantial issue to reroute them around the river.
Dwight Beard for the record. I did stop by and talk to Fran today, and we discussed some alternate routes. Right now, there's not a designated route. If something's changed since we talked earlier today, there's not a designated route. We are going to patrol the areas because we know there's going to be an increase on some of the roads. The traffic counts are going to go up. We do have our speed trailer that we can put out. We also have a speed monitor that we can affix to a post or something to try and help out with making people aware, traveling down those new roads and about driveways and stuff like that in different farm areas. So we're probably going to, as this plays out a little bit more over the next few days, we've been very busy going down there moving the barricades back. I would stress to people, please do not move the barricades. We're not just, you know, having fun placing barricades up and messing with people. It's for a serious reason. So sometimes you can move the barricade and go by, and somebody innocent could come by behind you, and you know, if the bridge was to collapse, you know, they could be held accountable for those actions. And you, it's your meeting. You had a couple hands go up.
Thank you, Mr. Kellogg.
I know the village of Millbrook would appreciate some enforcement as people take that route through the residential area, because that's going to pick up a lot of traffic. So just mention that. And then for Fran, if you'd like to mention the fact that it's on the county line, so repairs and things are going to be, you know, working with LaSalle County.
Right. Technically, because this the LaSalle County line touches the north abutment of the bridge, it's a county line bridge, which means Kendall and LaSalle shares in the cost of repair and replacement.
Thank you. Ms. Hendricks?
I'm thinking Mr. Kellogg probably has the immediate answer to this. What are we going to do to get some concrete barriers up there that can't be moved?
And Sheriff Baird also suggested that, but the problem is you don't generally want to put something of that nature in a driving lane, because you want things that are breakaway typically in the driving lane, so if somebody went through the barricade, they don't smash into a concrete wall and kill themselves.
But I don't want them to drive on the bridge and have it collapse here.
True. We've already anchored down all the barricades, so they can't be moved anymore. Now, if a vehicle drives over them, I guess they might break them and ruin their tires, but they're not. They can't be moved anymore.
Okay.
That was done today.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, Fran and I talked about the very same thing. So we're going to keep an eye on it, and we've been in contact with the mayor of Millington for letting him know. We reach out to LaSalle County Sheriff's Office to let them know, because sometimes they would use that as a cut-through. But we will be in Millington or Millbrook a lot, and they also have their spring fling coming up as well.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Roussel, did I say your hand?
I don't think so.
Or was that a engineering motion?
Oh, yeah, that was just, I was thinking like Evel Knievel, like just launch over
there. Any other questions for Fran or for the sheriff? Okay, thank you. Appreciate it. And Sheriff, before you leave, I know you had something you wanted to add as well.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank the board. I know there was a lot, some of the board members here and previous board members on this long lawsuit that we had that we won. I want to thank the board for your support on that after reviewing the files. I want to thank Leslie also and the state's attorney's office for working with us, working with the attorneys that represented us in the lawsuit. So thanks for supporting us in that. And I just really just want to say thanks, because sometimes it's easier to take the path of least resistance, but sometimes you have to stand on your principles, so I appreciate that.
Thank you. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Thank you.
Citizens to be heard. Oh. Well, I'll keep you under special recognition. You know, come on up.
Good evening. I just wanted to very briefly announce a very nice training that the Kendall County Sheriff's Office and Oswego Police Department and the Kendall County Health Department is sponsoring. This is a roadside safety training, and for individuals that find themselves at the side of the road because of weather conditions or automobile breakdown or other reasons, this is just a two-hour training on roadside safety in consideration of weather, traffic patterns. It'll be held at the Health Department on May 12th from 10 to 12. Just very appreciative, a lot of thoughtful A lot of thoughtful pieces that both Oswego PD and the Kendall County Sheriff's Office are putting into this. So you're all welcome. Just wanted to let you know. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Were there extras that?
Yeah.
Particularly appropriate being aware of weather hazards and traffic pattern with the closing of the bridge in Millington. Mm-hmm. Any other citizens to be heard? The records show there is no one. Any need for executive session at this time?
Okay. That's sweet.
New business. Approve a proclamation declaring May as the Historic Preservation Month. And I think Liz is our usual liaison. So, Mr. Kellogg, would you read that for us? Next man up.
Find it.
Yeah, is it in here?
It's right after the minutes.
I was looking at the separate ones. Thanks.
Thank you.
Proclamation declaring Historic Preservation Month in Kendall County, Illinois. Whereas historic preservation is an effective tool for managing growth and sustainable development, revitalizing neighborhoods, fostering local pride, and maintaining community character while enhancing livability, and whereas historic preservation is relevant for communities across the nation, both urban and rural, and for Americans of all ages, all walks of life, and all ethnic backgrounds, and whereas it is important to celebrate the role of history in our lives and the contributions made by dedicated individuals in helping to preserve the tangible aspects of the heritage that has shaped us as people, and whereas This Place Matters is the theme for National Preservation Month 2017, course co-sponsored by Kendall County and the National Trust for Historic Preservation. Therefore, the Board of Kendall County do proclaim May as National Preservation Month and call upon the people of Kendall County to join their fellow citizens across the United States in recognizing and participating in this special observance adopted by the County Board this second day of May 2017.
Thank you. Could I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, seconded by Kellogg. Any other discussion on that? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you to Christy Hyman from the commission for coming out tonight. You want to come up and say something?
I would just like to invite you to, we are having a booth at Prairie Fest June 17th. It's on a Saturday from 10 to 8. And we'd like to see you stop by.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate it. Thanks for all you're doing. Next, may I have a motion to approve the creation of Boards and Commissions Review Ad Hoc Committee with expiration of September 30th, 2017, and report to be issued to the full board meeting on October 17th, 2017. Specific purpose of the Ad Hoc Committee is to review all county commissions that are a creation of the Kendall County Board or that are appointed by the Kendall County Board or other commissions or committees or boards that the committee should determine to be applicable to the residents of Kendall County, as well as the qualifications for individuals serving on those boards.
So moved.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Prochaska. And the idea behind this has sort of come from the state has looked at, and I know DuPage County has had a big push for looking at redundant or perhaps boards that maybe we can combine into others to be more efficient. It's something that we haven't done, to my knowledge, in this county, and it's something that we started looking at during the per diem discussion a few years ago, and we've got some good information. Thank you to Leslie Johnson for providing that, that talks about whether some of them are a creation of statute, if some of them were created by the board, and so we may or may not be able to do anything with them. But you know, I've talked with Tony Giles, who is I think eager to chair, you know, this commission for us, and to various board members that'll make it up as well. And the idea is, you know, I wanted to have an end date. That's why we put in there for September 30th. That this isn't just a committee that's going to go on and on, but it's something that we want to look at, decide whether just make a recommendation back to the board, make your findings back to the board as to what makes sense. If all of them make sense, if there is an area that we can combine or consolidate or make recommendations to our state legislature, you know, as well, because a lot of it is a creation of statute, I think, as well. So if we need more time, if it turns out for some reason you really get in deep, we can always come back to the board and, you know, extend it. But that's the idea behind this. Any questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Thank you. There is no old business. Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Davidson.
Since you removed the number one.
What a shame.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the map amendment rezoning. 8.8-acre parcel located at 790 Alameda Road, from Ag 1 to M1.
Second.
Matt, you want to come up and walk through this so would you take us through the steps of where this has gone and then so we can go into the discussion?
Yeah, I'm Matt Osselmeyer, I'm the senior planner. This is a request by J.A. Schleining, doing business as Jets Towing Services. The petitioner would like to operate his towing business at the subject property, which is why he submitted the request for rezoning. It's located at 790 Eldemain Road. The petitioner, after he submitted his application, the United City of Yorkville amended their comprehensive plan to change the area from being more of an industrial area to being estate residential, which created a conflict between not only what the petitioner was proposing, but also with what Plano has across the street and what Kendall County has in its future land use map. This proposal is consistent with Kendall County's land resource management plan. Yorkville was the only entity that reviewed this that recommended denial. Bristol Township reviewed it. They had no objections. ZPAC had no objections. The Regional Plan Commission reviewed it and unanimously recommended approval. And the ZBA also unanimously recommended approval when they reviewed it. And if I remember correctly, PBZ did as well when it came before them. We have no objections to it as a staff. It's consistent with the county's land resource management plan. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Mr. Prochaska.
So Yorkville, in their new comprehensive plan, has this as a state residential?
Correct, yes.
What does Plano have it right across the street?
Theirs is business.
Theirs is business. Normally, I am more inclined to side with the municipality, but in my mind, there is absolutely no reason why Elvin Road should be a state residential on either side. I have no problem voting in favor of this.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. This is, Yorkville came along and their original comprehensive plan was business. And after the petitioner, they changed their mind, and I don't think it's fair to the petitioner that Yorkville put an objection and changed their comprehensive plan. Now, one thing everybody needs to know, they have made an illegal objection to this. Illegal, I'm all right. It's illegal in my book. Anyway, there will have to be a majority vote of 8, am I correct?
Yes, three-quarter of all members of the county board, so that would require 8.
No matter how many are here, we got to have 8 votes.
How many are here tonight?
8.
Okay.
Is there any questions? Kelly, would you like to say something?
Kelly Ellen, excuse me, on behalf of the petitioners. The petitioners are here. They're a small family operation. The name may be a little deceptive in that they don't store towed vehicles on a regular basis to the property. They will have the ability to do that if the rezoning is granted, as the entire property will be fenced in with a board-on-board fence. So we're here to answer any questions, and if any of the board members have any concerns regarding the rezoning, we again feel Yorkville's objection is somewhat unfounded. Number one, given the fact it came, their change to the comprehensive plan was enacted after the petitioner filed their petition, and Eldemain Road, as everybody has seen, is a high intense road. The county spent countless dollars improving it, and so is Kane County. There's high tension wires, waste transfer station. So I just don't think the trend of development on Alderman Road is a state residential.
Seeing no questions, roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulig?
Yes.
Thank you very, very much.
8-0.
Have a good night.
Thank you. Admin HR, Ms. Kulig.
Okay.
Sweet.
We are going to talk about the electric aggregation process and timeline.
Thank you for coming back, Chris. We apologize for the last meeting. Chasing you off.
No problem.
It's exciting coming back again, though.
It is. It is. Now that the timeline is obsolete. Chris Childers, Progressive Energy Group. I'll be real short here. We're coming back to you guys on May 11th with the bids. The bids just came in, and we're researching and scouring the bids right now for make sure they're applicable or in accordance with the bid. But as I mentioned before, ComEd's rate is going to go up to over 7.1 cents. It looks like we're going to have a program, but we're not going to know that until we get the results of the bids, and we'll know that May 11th.
Any questions for Mr. Childress? All right,
thank you. Thank you.
Any action needed on this?
No. Okay. I would like to make a motion to approve the resolution authorizing application for financial assistance from the Regional Transportation Authority under Section 5310 of the Federal Transit Act.
So moved.
Second.
This is... we have typically gone through. Oh. I made the motion and Audra seconded. It's fine. Whatever, however we want to, do
you.
That, that's fine. We don't want to have confusion.
I heard a long silence. Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks.
We have typically gone after grant funding through Section 5311. Stop me if I'm not correct in any of this, but now we are looking to maximize any grant funding that we can possibly maximize through Section 5310, and so we are authorizing application of that grant funding. Thank you. So are there questions at this point?
Sure.
We're going to see this again. This is just authorizing the application. So.
Did you have anything you wanted to add, or are you okay? Mike?
Oh, sorry, as long as you have me coming up.
Yeah.
Mike Neuenkirchen, Kendall Area Transit Director. Really, honestly, most of you were here for the Committee of the Whole where we explained. I mean, this is a separate funding source. 5311 comes through the state of Illinois, which is something you voted on last month. RTA funds through 5310 is something that supports specifically senior and disabled transportation versus general public transportation, which is 5311. But that's about 85% of our current transportation anyway. So it's very consistent with what we do. It's just maximizing additional grant dollars so that we can expand and help cash flow the program in a time of challenging state finances. That's all.
All right.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
All right.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Okay. Next, I'd like to make a motion to approve the county administrator job description.
Second.
Motion made by Kulik, seconded by Purcell. Discussion?
I know we went through this, we've gone through this a couple times with the Human Resources Admin Committee, and also brought this to Committee of the Whole. So. Everybody's had a chance to look at it. Scott and I have had an opportunity to sit down with Jeff and look at it before it went back to HR admin the second time. So it has gone through the state's attorney's office. I think everybody that has had a chance or that needed to have a chance to look at it has looked at it. So if there are additional questions, I guess now would be the time.
Any additional questions? Roll call, please.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Motion is adopted, 8-0. Finance Committee, Ms. Kulik.
I'd like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed $942,670.50. An April 2017 Pettit juror in an amount not to exceed $2,811.72.
Second.
Motion made by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Ms. Hendricks?
Aye.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Okay. I'd also like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in an amount not to exceed $2,346.14.
Second.
Motion made by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Any discussion? Roll call.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Motion carries 7-0.
Okay. Lastly, I'd like to make a motion to approve Sheriff's Office security at the County Office Building during tax payment weeks in an amount not to exceed $5,000.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Kellogg. Discussion? Mr. Purcell.
So this has been discussed a couple times in committee, and quite frankly, I don't remember. Where did we say this money was going to come from? I know we talked about it and talked about it. It was just going to be part of the sheriff's budget because it's the staff?
The sheriff's budget, the staff is what we discussed.
Thank you.
Roll call.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Okay, that's with me again.
You good? Motion carries 8-0. Animal control, is this Ms. Kulik as well?
It is.
This is the Kulik night.
One more time. It's the Lynn Kulik show. Thank you all for attending. okay, I would like to make a motion to approve fence construction behind the office trailer south side by Ideal Fence, Inc. in an amount not to exceed $4,800. This is something we...
Second. Motion by Kulik, seconded by Hendricks.
We talked about this at our Animal Control Committee and looked at several bids. Ideal Fence was the low bidder on the project, and it is to fence in that area on the south side of the office trailer for an additional space for animals and interaction with the animals. And
Mr. Davidson.
I thought when we put the trailer out, we installed a fence out down there in that area.
I don't recall that.
Facilities went in there and put
the fence. Mr. Wilkins, do you want to address
it? I thought it was in there.
No, the way the, when the trailer was notched in behind the building, there was some, the fence had to match up to the trailer. That'd be on the west side, but this is an area south of the trailer, which would allow for additional interaction areas, and also the money is donated money. This is from fundraisers, so this is what the those that raised the money liked it to be for, was an area for the animals. So,
Mr. Kellogg?
I guess I'm not 100% sure that we need the extra area. I appreciate that the money was raised and we'll cover it. I guess I look forward at maintenance and other issues in the future that we're going to cover. Hopefully it comes out of their budget. And I guess just because a donation is specific for something, I don't know if we have to do it.
I kind of had a similar question in my mind with it. And was this contemplated when the trailer went in, or is this something that kind of grew once the trailer went in?
It was, I believe it was after the trailer, once it was all, everyone was comfortable with the layout.
Thanks. Mr. Davidson?
Is this price installed, or do we have to put it up?
No, it's installed.
Ms. Hendricks?
How big is the area, and what is the fencing material?
It's a chain link fence.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know off the top of my head how big that area is. Jeff, do you know how big that area is? Do you have the bid in front of you?
Well, the... You know, it wasn't the full, I don't believe it was full rectangle. I think it was this connecting to fences to structures and such. Mm-hmm. But to be honest, I have to look it up.
the actual area that would be created. I know there was also, Laura had asked Jim to look at the other areas that are already there, if they needed any repair. And he said that the other areas didn't need any repair because they were looking at using animal control monies to make repairs too. So most capital improvements are picked up by either the animal control fund or, again, donated funds like these. These are not by any means any general fund dollars.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulig?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
No.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Grader?
No.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
No.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
5-3 ayes.
Thank you. Health and Environment. Who's Mr. Prochaska?
The chair and vice chair are not here this evening, so I'd like to make a motion for the approval of an intergovernmental agreement between the County of Kendall and the County of Will for electronic recycling day.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Purcell. Mr. Prochaska, do you want to take us through this?
This was a Dr. Tokars.
No.
It is for my understanding it is for a day when citizens can bring in their electronics to be recycled through the Kendall County
sure.
Health Department, and this is in conjunction with Will County since they have some extra lingering contract.
That was perfect.
Dr. Tokars, do you want to?
I'll just say three brief things about this agreement. First, on the first page, the fifth whereas Kendall County has agreed to host a one-day collection event during 2017 for residential electronics recycling with a limit of 2 televisions per household. So this would be on Saturday, August 5th, and it is a one-day event. On page 2, section 4A, conduct a single one-day recycling event to collect residential electronics. At our Health and Environment Committee, I had mentioned that I wanted to ask to see if we could also put our electronics in there. We cannot. We absolutely cannot do that. So that was just something that I hoped we could also do, but it really is just for the residential electronics. And then item C, I think, is not clear enough from reading it, so I just want to say something about that. Pay to Will County any fees charged to Will County by Will County. And then there's some detail there you see in A and B that we had requested because this was not clear to us. What is actually happening here is the Kendall County Health Department is engaging with a private vendor that we are paying between $6,500 and $8,500 for this event. And I initially thought that we were going to be paying Will County for that. So I asked Will County, what are the fees that they are referring to? And that is in the case that this private vendor that we hire goes over or under the weight. Then the health department would have to pick up those fees. It's not expected that will happen. Will County has run these events with the same vendor that we are talking to, and there hasn't been any issue with that. But I asked her to put a little bit of specificity in there just in case. But those would actually be, if those things occurred, that would be health department costs, not county costs. I wanted to mention that to you. Also, I wanted to mention the reason that you see this in red is because this was just written in today by Will County staff. So in the case that the Will County State's Attorney's Office makes any changes, this will come back to you. So Scott, once that has been seen, then you will receive a blackened copy to sign.
Okay. And I know that David reviewed this for us. Are you okay with this, David? And did any of the red changes that came back today give you concern? And you want to come up if it's more than a yes or no?
David Burrow from the State's Attorney's Office. Generally speaking, I'm okay with everything. The one thing we were going back and forth about was just that we wanted them to explain what the fees were, and that's what has been bouncing back and forth. They just put that language in there in the fees. To try to clarify what they meant. which is essentially that there would not be a fee, but that they expect, but if they they had to pay a fee, that it would essentially be transferred over for us to cover. So that's that language that the doctor was explaining to you. But, you know, I would like it worded better. We always would. But I think it gets across what they're trying to do. So,
is it in a position for us to adopt tonight, or should we move this to the next May meeting? We'll push you back, Doctor.
I think it's in. You can. What's going to happen here is that the state's attorney, they made the changes at the health department over in Wilth County at the end of the day, and they sent it over to us. But they said in doing so that they had to have their state's attorney just approve changes they make before they can call it final. So they sent it over to us with that caveat. Now, if you are in agreement with it as it sits right now, and then their state's attorney says, yes, it's a go, which I really don't see any reason that their state's attorney's office should have a problem with anything that was just added. It's basically consideration for a contract, good old-fashioned law school stuff. You have to have consideration in a contract. So, but if they approve it at the state's attorney's office, then essentially all it is taking that red writing, turning it black.
So if it changes in any fashion, it would have to come back to us.
And that was what the doctor was proposing.
Right. Yeah, so we're okay. Okay. Any questions, Mr. Davidson?
This is just a one-year agreement.
Yes. It's actually just, we're just doing this for one day, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
One-day agreement.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
All right, motion carries 8-0. Thank you, Doctor.
Your county administrator noticed a typo.
Uh-oh.
That will be changed. I'm sure you want it to be. And that's in Section 7B, it says argument instead of agreement. Approval of this should say agreement. So that will get
quite
changed.
Quite the opposite, yeah.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good catch.
Thank you. All right. Give me the horn here. Committee of the whole. Back to me, I guess. Let's see, remember, we had a lengthy executive session. We had guests that were present, Chris Childress from Progressive Energy. We had Lynn Dubchick and Bart Olson from the city of Yorkville to speak about the path along Kennedy Road, electric aggregation process and timeline, and then squad car video recording system we discussed. And some other items. May I have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Kulick, seconded by Hendricks. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special committee reports, KenCom Executive Board. Judy is not here. Does anyone have anything to add or questions, discussion? Housing Authority, Matt Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, the Housing Authority will meet on May 19th at 8 a.m. at the Kendall County Health Department building. At that meeting, we'll discuss administrative and financial matters along with other matters that may come before the commission.
Are you still doing victory laps?
Over being a high performer?
Yes. Board of Health, Mr. Giles?
Our meeting last month got canceled, and so we're scheduled a meeting in two weeks.
Okay, thank you. The Juvenile Justice Council, Judy wants us to, she did ask me to discuss this at the morning meeting. I think the, is that race? Do we have, is that coming up?
It was last week.
Oh, it was last week. Okay.
Saturday.
That's right. We all ran in that. But I know. Oh, Jill, congratulations. Jill and Debbie both. Anybody else from the board? None of us? Okay. Well, Judy wants to give us an update about it all at the next meeting in. She will also commit. I have to say it very commendable that you you guys read. Appointment, chairman's report. Write it down, tell Eric. chairman's report, appointments. May I have a motion to approve appointments to our new ad hoc committee?
So moved.
Motion by Kulik.
Second.
Seconded by Purcell. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Any other business? Citizens to be heard? Questions from the press?
No questions.
Is there a need for executive session? There is for us. I don't know if there is for you.
I don't know.
For number one?
Number one.
Do you have the list?
It's behind you.
Wait, it's right here. The appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees of the public body or legal counsel for the public body, including hearing testimony and a complaint lodged against an employee of the public body or against legal counsel for the public body to determine its validity. Sorry.
Is that your motion, Mr. Greider?
It's your motion.
It's my motion? Okay, that's my motion.
Motion by Member Kulik. Is there a second? Seconded by Member Kellogg. Roll call, please.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
And I think the only people that should stay would be Debbie. Is there anyone else at this time?
Us.
Huh?
All of us.
She can stay by herself. Yeah.
The board members.
Briefly, I'd like to have Jill and Jeff stay, just briefly, and then you guys can go. All right.
Okay.
We are now back in regular session, and at 8:21 p.m. on May 2nd, can I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned.
Can I see a bunch of war on Facebook?
No.